USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life, and for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories.
At the White House, President Trump honors Tiger Woods.
President Trump tees up the Presidential Medal of Freedom for Tiger Woods.
And for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories. We can't wait to see what's next, Tiger. It's going to be good. We know that. It's going to be good because there are no winners like you. Now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, stocks down across the board. On Wall Street, the Dow off 66 points to close at 26,438. The NASDAQ down almost 41 points, and the S&P 500 down 13 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hard at work in Finland meeting with his Russian counterpart. Pompeo speaking with reporters saying the Trump administration keeping a very close eye on what's going on in Iran and in Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country on a consistent basis in a military way. We want the Cubans out. We want the Iranians out. We want Russia's military out. We had that conversation.
In other news, he's arrived, but we haven't seen him yet. Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Prince Harry telling reporters.
Still thinking about names, Alan. The baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. But, we're still... That's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Muslim holiday of Ramadan starts, security being ramped up at mosques across the country. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Mass shootings at several places of worship have Muslims on particularly high alert as they start to celebrate the month of Ramadan. Some are hiring armed guards at mosques. From Los Angeles to San Francisco in particular, mosques are increasing security so worshippers feel safe. That after in Sunnyvale, California, a man intentionally ran over a group of people he believed were Muslims in an apparent hate crime. Many mosques are installing security cameras both inside and outside as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the Middle East now, where rockets have been fired back and forth between terrorist groups in Gaza and Israel. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest. Here's his report.
At least 600 rockets were fired into Israeli territory, leaving 4 civilians dead and dozens of others injured. Israeli Defense Forces countered the attacks, striking 40 of what they called Hamas terror targets. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus tells us this information must be shared.
We don't see this getting out, and we don't see what we think would be the proper outcry at this outrageous attempt to kill Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.